Okay, so yesterday we discussed what is chametz. Now we're going to discuss how to look for chametz, the halachos of bedikas chametz. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Taf Lamed Aleph, Seif Katan Aleph, says that a person should do bedikas chametz. The timing of the bedikas chametz should be immediately after Tzeis HaKochavim, right after Tzeis HaKochavim, when it's still, there's still some light of day that's still evident. And the reason why you're supposed to do bedikas chametz right away is really the same reason you're supposed to do any mitzvah right away at the earliest possible opportunity, and that is that you don't want to forget to do the mitzvah later on. So we try to do the mitzvah as early as possible. However, the big issue comes when you have a tzibur that normally davens Maariv at that time. So what do you do first? Do you do daven Maariv? Do you do Bedikas Chametz first? On the one hand, Maariv you daven every night, Bedikas Chametz is only once a year, and you want to make sure you get it right. On the other hand, this is when you always daven Maariv. So Mishnah Berurah writes, a tzibur that normally davens Maariv right after Tzeis HaKochavim should daven at the regular time, and then do Bedikas Chametz after Maariv. The Bedikah can wait a few extra minutes till after you daven Maariv. The shaila becomes, what if you normally daven Maariv be Chidus? Then what do you do? Comes at your makbid to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim because of Kriyashma, whatever. So you want to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to daven. But once Tzeis HaKochavim comes, you also have a chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz. So what should you do first? So on the one hand, you would say, Tadir Sheinu, Tadir Kodem. You daven Maariv more frequently, so that should come first. The Chavis Yair says, daven Maariv first for that reason, because Tadir Sheinu, Tadir Kodem. Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees with Chavis Yair. Doesn't think Tadir Sheinu, Tadir is going to apply over here. And thinks that you should do Bedikas Chametz first, because the Bedikas Chametz is, I guess, something that you're more likely to forget, and therefore you want to make sure to get it done right away. There is a minhag that some people have to start Bedikah a little bit before Tzeis HaKochavim. In Maisa Rav, Os Kuf Ayin Ches, it says that the Vilna Gaon used to start Bedikas Chametz a little bit before Tzeis HaKochavim. But ideally, meaning the regardless of, and certainly those who are Machbid for Rabbeinu Tam, normally for Tzeis HaKochavim, would hold that that you can start Bedikas Chametz before Rabbeinu Tam Tzeis HaKochavim. That's what Shturmach writes in Ma'adim Uzmanim, and he says that was the minhag of the Brisker Rav. Even though the Brisker Rav was always makbid for Rabbeinu Tam, he would start Bedikas Chametz a little bit earlier. But the point is that it should be done as early as possible. Very often people are getting home late, you know, certainly people who work for a living are going to get home late from work, and they're going to want to do Bedikas Chametz later. Ideally, it's better for Bedikas Chametz to be done earlier and to come home from work earlier. If it's impossible, you can still do Bedikas Chametz later in the night. Rav Shturmach even writes in a tshuva, Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Chelek Beis, Os Reish Yud Dalid, he talks about, what if your wife is home? The guy's wife is home, and he's at work, and he's going to be in the office till 11 o'clock at night. So should he have his wife do Bedikas Chametz for him? So the Gemara has an expression that Nashim Aratzlani is saying, that they can't be trusted with Bedikas Chametz, that they're not careful enough with Bedikas Chametz. So Rav Shturmach says, that was an observation that Chazal had in their times, and my observation in our times, is that women are much more careful about Bedikas Chametz and Bedikas dirt and Bedikas anything else that might be in the house when they want to clean up for Pesach. And therefore, you can certainly trust a woman to do Bedikas Chametz, and it's better to make your wife a shliach to do Bedikas Chametz than to do Bedikas Chametz late in the night. That's a tremendous chiddush. Because Pashut Pshat is, if you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah later, so granted it's not the ideal time for Bedikas Chametz, but better to do Bedikas Chametz yourself in the stomach. That's what probably one would say. And what about crumbs? Do you have to look for crumbs for Bedikas Chametz? So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim says that small crumbs of Chametz are insignificant halachically in terms of ownership, in terms of Bali Rab Bali Matzeh. That if it's less than a Kazayas of Chametz, there's no Isser of Bali Rab Bali Matzeh on crumbs. So if there might be a crumb of Chametz under the refrigerator, you don't need to remove the refrigerator in order to find that crumb of Chametz. Because the only issue you might have is Bali Rab Bali Matzeh issue. There's no Shami Yavol Achlo, because the chances of, on Pesach, you saying, I'm really hungry, I'm going to scrounge under the refrigerator and see if there's any if there are any crumbs there. The chances of that happening are very, very slim. So, Pashut Pshat, the only concern would be a Bali Rab Bali Matzeh concern. And if it's less than a Kazayis, there's no concern of Bali Rab Bali Matzeh anyway. So crumbs, L'chora, there's no issue, I mean, definitely, there's no issue of ownership on crumbs. However, Chaznish writes in Kuftez Zayin, Osches, that the Isser of owning Chametz, of the idea of less than a Kazayis being no problem is only in regard to the Isser of owning Chametz. But the Chashash Shemayava La'achla, that you might come to eat Chametz, is true even on things that are less than a Kazayis. Meaning, why do we do B'dikas Chametz? So it's machlokes rishonim at the beginning of Pesachim, but the two major reasons are either to avoid owning it, so you could find, search and destroy, or shami yavali achla, we're afraid that it's around, if it's around a house, you're going to find it and you can come to eat it. Crumbs, says the Chazanish, you do have to worry shami yavali achla. So you should look for crumbs that are a concern that you might come to eat, and you should get rid of those for b'dikas chametz as well. Now, based on that, says the Chazanish, if you have small crumbs in your svarim, and there's a concern that you know you're going to open up your gemara one day and be like, "Oh, awesome, delicious." So, even though it's less than a kazayis, concern of shami yavali yachlo, so you should have to be bodik your svarim. You should have to search your svarim for chametz. The Vilna Gaon also says in Maaser Rav Kuf Ayin Ches, same place. You have to search your svarim for crumbs. Now, what's this concern? It's really that you're going to see a crumb and you're going to try to pull it out? So I was joking before. No, what's the real concern? Probably the real concern is if you learn where you eat, and that's why you have crumbs in your svarim in the first place, because you learn while you're eating or eat while you're learning, depending on your perspective, I guess. And you take out your svarim while you have crumbs in them, and you're eating on Pesach, so you're going to lift up the sefer to look at something. A tiny little crumb is going to land on your matzah pizza if you broke. And you're gonna eat the matzah pizza with the tiny little crumb. And chametz is asur b'mashavu. So it's really that you're gonna come to eat it. You really might come to eat it if you bring the sefer anywhere near where you eat food. Sasra Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul writes in his Shuvas Orla Tzion, Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Beis, he says that we don't find that Gedolei Yisrael throughout the generations, probably he's referring to Sephardic Gedolim, really did bedikas chametz and svarim. You're mevatel chametz. Aye, what about there might be crumbs in your svarim? So, don't be a fool. Don't bring svarim that have crumbs in them right to the table where you're eating. Don't leave them on the table where you're eating, because then there's really chashash shami yavali achla. So if the rest of the year you normally eat where you learn and learn where you eat or whatever, so on Pesach when you eat when you learn, or have certain svarim that you'll do bedikas chametz, and those will be your svarim for your lunch table. But other svarim you don't have to do bedikas chametz on. And Ramosh is quoting Rabbi Eider Sefer in the Halachas of Pesach, also that he did not require bedikas on chametz. I think they quote from Rabbi Yaakov. They asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky if you need to do bedikas chametz and svarim, and he says, who would ever eat while they're learning? So of course not. Some people do eat while they're learning, and therefore maybe it's not so. Of course that you don't do bedikas chametz. There are, I think in Meir Sharm, there are a lot of people that have the minhag, they leave their svarim out. They just open them up and they let the wind blow it. And that's enough. They assume that's enough to get rid of the crumbs from the svarim. I don't know if it really is. It probably doesn't really do all that much. So there are some gedolim who are very machmir about this and say, take 5 or 10 svarim you're going to use over Pesach, check those for crumbs, and sell the rest. And others say, no, that's a little, you don't have to go that far. Pashup Shai, you don't have to go that far. You just do bitul chametz and whatever crumbs there might be in the svarim. And whatever other crumbs, and just be careful. Don't bring it to the table when you eat. If you think there might be crumbs in the svarim. Next issue when it comes to bedikas chametz is bedikas chametz, making a bracha on bedikas chametz. Prior to beginning bedikah, we make a bracha of al biur chametz. The biur is not really done till the next day. Yet the bracha is still al biur chametz. Why do you make the bracha now? Because now at the bedikah is the beginning of the process. You don't make the bracha on the bedikah because the bedikah is not the gemar mitzvah. So you don't say al bedikas chametz. You're not mevarich on something that's only the beginning of the mitzvah. You're also not mevarich on the bittul chametz because it's dvarim shebelev, and you're not mevarich on dvarim shebelev. It's one of the differences between bittul and hefker. Hefker has to be done with peh. Bittul is belev sagi. Bittul is good enough even if you just do it in your own mind, your own heart. That also counts as a bittul chametz. There's a big question in the Achronim why it is that we don't make a shechianu on the mitzvah of bedikas and biur chametz. We only do it once a year. It's a mitzvah abam yizman lizman. It only comes once in a long time. So why don't we make a bracha of shechianu? So Berhetev writes that since the bedikah is done for the purposes of yantiv, anything that's associated with yantiv, the shechianu of yantiv covers that. So the Shechianu of Yantiv will cover the Bedikah, which is preparatory for Yantiv as well. The Prima Gadin in Mishpesel Zav, Sivkot and Beis, quotes in the name of the Rashba, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's not a mitzvah that involves Simcha, because it involves having to destroy your own property. Like you find your $200 bottle of scotch and have to destroy it, that's probably not so happy. So it's a mitzvah, but Shechianu is a mitzvah that comes from Yizmal Nizman because it gives you a certain amount of simcha. The Meiri, Pesachim Adav Zayin, says you don't make Shechianu on a mitzvah whose sole purpose is to prevent you from doing an Aveira. that the mitzvah of bedikas chametz is to avoid violating bali rabbi matzei, it's not for any mitzvah b'kumbi aseh. So since it's not for a kiyum mitzvah, it's only for avoidance of an avera, that wouldn't get a shechianu. And you have to figure out, is bedika really only to avoid doing an avera? Maybe it's to enable the kumbi aseh of tashbisu. Okay, you have to discuss that as well. Important halachically, in between making the bracha and actually commencing the bedika, Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not allowed to talk. And the Mishmaru says, if you talk after you made the bracha, before you start the bedika, you have to make a new bracha again. While you're doing the bedika, you're also not supposed to talk. If you do talk, shalol l'tzarech ha-bedika. If you do talk while doing the bedika, you don't have to make a new bracha. It's like a shochet. If you're going to shech 10 animals, you make one bracha, and if he talks in the middle of after shechting 5 of them, he doesn't have to make a new bracha, but he can continue to go, but he shouldn't talk. You're not supposed to talk when you're in the middle, because the bracha goes on the entire bedika. So if you're in the middle, you don't want to talk in the middle and be mafsik between the end of the bedika and the bracha. However, if it's something that's l'tzarech l'bedika, certainly you're allowed to talk. There's a discussion in the poskim whether you can say asher yatzar if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the bedika. Probably go to the bathroom before you start the bedika. Why get into such trouble? But Piskei Tshuvos quotes that most say that you should make the bracha because they're afraid that if you don't make the bracha, then you're not going to remember to say it afterwards. So you could make the bracha of asher yatzar. That's not a problem. But anyway, that's something to be careful about. A lot of people aren't so careful about with the talking during bedika study.